You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Business is about to pick up in downtown Racine. This weekend brings several big events, including the return of Harborfest, the Lighthouse Run, and the 50th annual Juneteenth Parade. People looking to get around should expect increased traffic and street closures. The No Kings movement brings organized protests to Kenosha and Racine County tomorrow. The demonstrations are part of a nationwide day of action. They coincide with a large-scale military parade marking the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. Protesters will be in Mount Pleasant tomorrow morning at the busy intersection of Highway 20 and 31. In Kenosha, there's a gathering at Civic Center Park. A three-day jury trial starts next week for Jacqueline Height, a former prison supervisor at the Racine Correctional Institution. She's accused of delivering contraband to an inmate and having a sexual relationship with them. Construction starts next week on Milwaukee's record-breaking timber skyscraper. The 31-story Neutral Edison is designed to reduce carbon emissions. The Riverwalk adjacent building will feature 350 apartments and a California-based coffee shop as its first tenant. And Racine celebrates the 50th anniversary of its Juneteenth parade this weekend. It starts at 4th and Main and ends at the Bryant Community Center. The parade is one of many big events going on in Racine this weekend. Officials say to expect traffic delays and some road closures. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. Started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, says she was told not to visit the set of Anyone But You by none other than her boyfriend, Glenn Powell. Paris appeared on the Too Much podcast on Tuesday. Paris said that Powell and the producers of the film wanted people to think there was something going on between the two to help promote the movie. That is when she drew the line and broke it off with Powell. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a rom-com on or off screen. Somehow, David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is only getting an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because Letterman is a legend, and Netflix knows it too. The streamer has renewed the critically acclaimed, at least 81%, show for a fifth season. The show won a 2024 Emmy for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Letterman is older, but still in rare form, and even a better interviewer on this show than he was on his late night talker. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late this evening, early morning hours, our low 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 68. Sunday, partly cloudy with late day showers and thunder showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.